Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got the Open Championship going on right now.
Rashee Rice,
according to Adam Schefter. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice sentenced to 5 years probation, 30 days in jail.
Man, that's not bad.
That was for his hit and run?
Yeah.
Yep. Believe it or not, the 30 days is not the hard part.
It's the 5 years of probation.
Yeah, because I don't think people are familiar with probation.
Yeah, he probably can't.
So if you do anything that get you in trouble, you got to go back to jail and finish that 5 years in jail. So if he do something stupid or, you know, get caught in another incident,
mm-hmm.
they can say, yeah, you
your mans can't even get in trouble.
Nope.
If he has a he's been in jail or anything like that, or he has a warrant or anything like that. You can't be associated with anything that has any criminal connotation.
ESPN writes, the NFL cannot expedite the disciplinary process of Rice. He will likely get a multi-game suspension at some point for the upcoming season.
So what I don't understand, and here's the thing that, I understand, but, you go through this court process.
Yep.
And you get a penalty. And then the NFL comes over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean.
They've been doing that since Ray Rice.
I know. I understand it. But it's two different situations. You were in an accident, right?
Yeah, an accident where he was going 120 miles an hour and crashed into people.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of it was a car accident. Right? What is that conduct detrimental?
Probably.
So that means that every person that gets a ridiculous ticket is going to be suspended, or?
He got charged with aggravated assault for this because he goes a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah.
And then he left the scene. So yeah. It's not like he just got caught speeding.
No, I know. I understand the accident and making a run for it.
What do you think the Chiefs care for more for? He recovers from his knee injury, or that he's a.
Well, he's probably going to miss half. If he's got the do injury games count? No, right?
No.
What did he never went to jail? He never spent time in jail?
No, he's got to do 30 days.
So he has to do 30. Okay, so
right.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it on the weekend. KCP was doing it for the Lakers.
The weekend jail. I'm familiar with that. When I had to do my 3 days, one of the reasons why I got 3 days was because when I went up there and the guy said you were doing 165.
You got it for SAS.
Jeez.
And he said I could give you 10 days. And I was like, 10 days? The dude before me got his 4th DUI and he goes to weekend jail. And the guy said 3 days for being a smart ass. But it was a valid point.
Well, he looked out for you.
No, he didn't.
You
get 10 days for a speeding ticket? I was the first person in the history of Ohio to go to jail for a speeding ticket.
I mean, a great honor.
I don't know if you want that distinction.
I don't want it. And the crazy thing was, dude, we got off the plane. They were literally waiting for me like SWAT. Like, really?
Really? For a speeding ticket?
Yes! That's my point!
But you are the running back of the Cleveland Browns, so you know.
We were 3-13.
Yeah, you're still big. Yeah. You're still big things.
So I wasn't, I get it. I did my 3 days or whatever, and then when I was in,
That's messed up.
Yeah, I had to share a cell with another guy. It was Barney Fife jail. It wasn't even like, it wasn't lockup. It was like the city, the local town lockup, like Barney Fife or whatever.
Time out. Hold on. I got to ask you a question.
What was that?
So it was 3 days, right?
Yeah.
So that means you went one weekend, and then you had to go another for one day the next weekend?
New Year's Eve, I was in jail.
Man. Wait, they got you doing
right
New
after
Year's
the season
Eve?
Ended.
Oh, that's nasty work.
Right.
Wait, was it a weekend? Because here's the thing.
No, I don't even remember. It was like it
was
dude,
it a long
you know,
weekend?
Like, think about this. In football, you don't know what day of the week it is. You just know when you play and setting up. So when we got back, right, they allowed me to go home and, you know, drop my stuff off and then get a ride to jail, right? And I had an officer with me the whole time. Like, really? You think I'm going to make a run for it?
Heat Check says, I'm tired of everybody driving everywhere like they're playing Grand Theft Auto.
I agree.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for Goosies, No Goosies?
Well, the other day we were talking about the Cup Tracker.
Ooh. Yeah, Cup Tracker. Florida Panthers have a Cup Tracker on their
Stanley
website.
Stanley Cup. I'm sorry.
It sounds like you said Cup Tracker.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right.
Cup Tracker? That's exactly what I said. Okay. Well, today I have A.J. Greer with his cup
today. Oh, adorable. Little A.J. Greer.
Isn't that funny? He's holding the kid looking all cute, and he's a rubber rouser.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, he is. He definitely.
Does this give you the goosies?
Yeah, it gives me the goosies, and I imagine that A.J. Greer's adorable little son is going to be, you know, throwing bows and throwing hands at his little kindergarten soon.
You said what?
Takes the shirt off the kid. But that's Goosies to me. Happy for A.J. Greer enjoying his first cup. Well done by him. Leroy?
I like it.
All right. Goosies?
Goosies, yeah.
You scared me for a second.
It's cool. Like, I appreciate the fact that like they are really celebrating this championship. I also appreciate how these guys can get back to work, but I've never had the opportunity to enjoy something like this. So when I see them enjoying it and they all look like they're having a great time, and I'm thinking they earned it.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Goosies galore. I mean, I love seeing the babies in the cup. Last year it was Jonah Gajewicz having his twins that were days born, and then this year he put them side by side again and did like a little comparison of a year. It was super cute.
Time flies. Vlad,
Goosey's galore, man. It's Goosey's galore. Come on, yeah. It's the cup, the kid.
It's cool, especially because it's one thing to have Goosey's your team galore. Win, but we genuinely like every guy on that team. In the last 3 years, you've never said that this guy's a jackass or this guy doesn't do. Every single person we talk about that have come through here, we have said, oh, no, we lost so-and-so.
Yep.
So it's a really cool thing that they've had going on for the last 3 years, and it's enjoyable.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we were talking about enjoyable players. Now we're going to talk about Jake Paul.
Oh, well. No, you're not.
His next fight is looking like it's going to be against Anthony Joshua.
What? Now that's what I'm talking about.
Dude. Wait, Jake Paul's fighting Anthony Joshua? That man is going
like
on a roid rage.
Whew. He's going to have to hit him up right before he go into the ring.
Goodness gracious.
What is it going to be? But dude, can I just side note? I was flicking through channels this weekend
because,
it was Slim Pickens, right? Pillow fighting was on ESPN.
I saw that.
Was it really?
I'm sorry, what?
Dude, pillow fighting. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Can you get a knockout?
No! It's a pillow!
You watch 5 minutes of it, I bet you.
Anyone's gonna
yes, because I was trying to figure out what are we doing?
Can we gamble on it?
Probably. I mean, because think about this. You can't throw a quick jab with a pillow. Right? So all you saw was this. Whoosh. Whoosh.
You could throw a quick jab with a pillow.
No, you can't.
It's like snapping a towel.
Really? Dude, it's a pillow. It ain't a towel.
I know, but you could hold it by the edge and just like quickly just boom?
It was unbelievable. I'm like, this is what my weekend has become.
Man, I was never an athlete, but I could get into this.
Pillow fighting?
If I don't show up to work my
hold on.
You know she's like ruffling feathers.
Wait.
You know she likes first ruffling of all, feathers.
Jennifer.
The feathers.
Right? When you tell guys I could get into pillow fighting, what they saw on ESPN is not what they're thinking.
Nope.
I'm going to just
exactly.
say that.
They're thinking right.
it's
something.
Gonna pull the rug from
right. They're thinking anyone. More along the lines of.
Something Love Island-y.
What is it? Lingerie well, you know football? What?
Sorry. I'm coming in aggressive.
Well, I got the Goosies.
I'm coming in hot.
I got the Goosies for Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. That's what
I
I'm
wanna,
talking
cause
about.
Because you want to see. Like him get knocked into Goosies. The another realm.
It's not even a matter of that. It's just a matter of
real
like
fighter.
That's a freak fight. Like that's what I want to see. Like this whole him fighting for the championship is stupid. It's a waste of time. Fight Anthony Joshua.
So,
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Paul has fought a myriad of fighters, and now he's about to go and fight a guy who was once the heavyweight champion of the world.
Two-time.
Dude, it's
the
not going to.
The roids that this man has taken.
It doesn't matter.
It's crazy. Dude, Anthony Joshua is literally, he's what, 220, 230 pounds easy?
He's huge.
And then Jake Paul just fought Julio Cesar Chavez, who's nothing but a middleweight.
Yep.
So you're going to have to gain at least 60
and
pounds.
Not a, and not a guy who's 100 years old either.
Right. You're going to gain 60 pounds. For a guy who was a two-time heavyweight champion.
So
yeah, he going, man. Listen, if he beats that man, we all know he's getting paid for that.
They said Jennifer's pillow is filled with Washington's feathers.
Oh, man.
They're right. It's where she hit me.
What do you got, the Goosies?
Yes, because Goosies. I think.
Goosies galore.
Look, if anything, we're looking at this and thinking, at least it's going to be a fight, right? And
or not, because, like, Anthony Joshua stepped in there. Remember, Francis Ngannou fought Anthony Joshua after knocking down Tyson Fury, and it was like, eh, maybe he's got a shot. And Anthony Joshua killed Francis Ngannou.
Right, but these right. two, those two were actually fighting.
Yes.
This is WWE.
No. You think no. There's certain people.
This guy's
dude,
got a lot of money.
Wait,
Vlad, I don't know
can
if they
I
have
just
enough
say
money
this,
for him to
Vlad,
take a dive.
Vlad.
Joshua?
Vlad.
Yeah.
Understand this.
They can't mess
this
up.
This guy is a knockout artist. He is not a boxer.
It's not embarrassing if he loses to Anthony Joshua.
Leroy, I know that. Anthony Joshua, if Anthony Joshua does Anthony Joshua things, Jake Paul might end up like how Martin looked like when he fought Tommy Hearns. Okay? All right?
Yeah.
But Jake Paul knows if he takes a loss, this ride is over.
Right.
Everybody that's around this know this ride is over if he loses.
Mm-hmm.
He just did the promotions for that Netflix fight between Serrano and what's that lady that beat him for the third
Katie
time?
Katie Taylor.
Katie Taylor for mm-hmm. the third time. So, like, he's trying to get into these things. He takes an L, this operation, that stops operation.
Because it's kind of what everybody wants to see. Like, everybody, if he does take the L, like, if he gets knocked out into the shadow realm, like, I think you get everybody happy. And then
right.
I think it's like.
But who's going to want to see him? Who's going to want to see him fight anymore?
I don't think people are going to stop hating on this guy. I don't know.
Who's going to want to see him fight anymore?
I don't know. I don't know who there is to fight after you fight Anthony Joshua. Like, because I know the talk was he was going to fight Gervonta Davis, but Gervonta Davis is the size of a garden gnome. Now, I still think he could beat Jake Paul. But it's one of these things where, like, this is a legitimately, yeah, this is the first.
This is one of those fights that he
I think Jay's
after
right.
it's over, he can say, I'm retired from boxing.
I think Jay's right. Making the last big payday, this is starting to lose its steam.
I agree.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same anymore. It's not.
Fighting a 35-year-old finally, like somebody who's not completely over the hill, but like is not, you only know what he was. He's not at the peak of his powers. There's not really a fight for him. Who does Anthony Joshua? He's lost to Usyk twice. The Fury fight doesn't seem like it's coming to fruition, so we'll
I mean, he still could fight, you know, Wilder.
He could fight Wilder. He could. I mean, I honestly think
Wilder
that,
might have to fight Jake Paul soon.
I honestly think it's probably one of those things where he's probably more scared of Deontay Wilder because Deontay Wilder's like a loose cannon. Like, I wouldn't want to fight him because he's like, he's not going to play the game. He's not going to let, like, Deontay Wilder's not going to carry you through rounds. He's like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to knock you out in a round.
Right.
Anyway.
But that's when you get into the heavyweight division, that's what they are.
Yep.
There's no, I mean, like boxers and jabbers and stuff like that in the heavyweight division, they're like, they're going for blood.
Leroy, we all know you always have a comment about people's size and weight and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Joshua is 6'6", 245 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul is not that.
No, I know.
That boy should be sent to another realm, like Toby said.
Yeah.
But we know this doesn't happen.
And here's the other thing.
If he's not taking
the dive. When you're fighting a guy that still thinks he can fight and you start talking trash to him, right? There ain't going to be no negotiations in the ring.
I also don't think that he's – the one thing I would say, Vlad, is this getting put together by Turkey a la Shake, and him and Jake Paul kind of had like a frostiness, and now he's getting into bed with him too. So I don't think he's going to have the control of the money, because like Jake Paul's got a lot of money, but he don't got Turkey money.
Right. Oh, wait, this isn't Turkey.
This is Turkey's fight.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, I got the Goosies. J-Fig?
No, but if he gets knocked out?
No Goosies.
Vlad?
Goosies, if Joshua sends him to another realm.
Yep, that's where I am.
The shadow realm.
I got Goosies because this is the first real time
like I really want to
where
see
he's fighting somebody where you go, I mean, he might have took too big of a bite.
Like he gets an uppercut from Joshua. If I want his feet to go in the air like he's being sent to orbit.
Or he's going
to
look like Ocho.
This is why he's got you. But
yes. I want him all, butt in the air. Oh, man. Nastiness if he gets knocked out and his butt's in the air.
Total respect if he takes this fight. Like, seriously.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's a scary fight.
Or they're just talking.
No, I think it's going to happen.
Sounds like it's happening, dude.
Because I don't think Joshua hasn't really have another fight to fight.
It's not, Eddie Hearn's out here, his promoter, saying he'll accept.
Somebody said tens of millions will pay to see that. Right. Like, this is, if you want to have a swan song, get a swan song where you leave the ring eating a Caesar salad.
A lot of people hope it's swan song.
Here's what he does, honestly. Like, if he does actually think he's in danger and then, like, does the coward's way out, like, does a walk out of the ring afterwards, like,
ooh.
Jake Paul just takes the money and run.
Dude. Nah, we want, you ever seen the meme of the Africans holding that,
Like, if, I know, you want to see the casket, but imagine
I want to see the casket. Vlad, I want to see people walk, like, dancing with the casket.
Imagine,
what, you in Wakanda right now?
Yeah, like
they got Jake Paul.
imagine if Jake.
That's crazy.
Like, it'd be great.
Wait. And you got to play.
Exactly. But my
process. You play my What's wrong with you guys?
But imagine Jake Paul does this, right?
So a New Orleans funeral where they second line it.
Imagine Jake Paul goes in there and like he lets AJ just throw one jab, boom, and then he just goes down. Ah! Oh, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.